With a presidential election just 8 days away now, polls show the race tightening between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, with Clinton holding just a slight lead both nationally and in swing state New Hampshire. In Manchester, New Hampshire, we visited with four Trump supporters just before the new announcement last week that the FBI is looking into more emails that may be Clinton-related. All four were confident of a Trump win even before this new flap that's now roiling the campaign.
I am New Hampshire Representative John Burt, and I live here in Goffstown. He personally told me that he is a Second Amendment supporter and that he will pick pro-Second Amendment Supreme Court justices, where Hillary Clinton said she will not.
I'm Nancy Hersler. I live in Merrimack, New Hampshire. I like that he knows all the legal loopholes and he's willing to close them. I like that he wants to secure our borders. I think that's critical.
My name is Doug Jones. I'm from Penacook, New Hampshire, and I'm 56. I just like he's a non-politician. I also like the wall. I want to see something done about the immigration problem we're having.
I'm Leah Walchko. I live in Goffstown. He may say things that are not nice and are not helpful, but her actions speak much louder than his words do.
Is your support for Trump a matter of believing that he's the best person for the White House, or is it more a vote against Hillary Clinton? Doug?
For me, it's a vote against Hillary Clinton. Corruption. All I can see is every time I look at it, corruption.
Well, it's not really against Clinton. It's against the established order. It's corporate America that offshores the jobs and then ships the goods back to us, and we can't even afford them anymore.
John?
I'm in full support of Donald Trump because of what he stands for and the what he wants to do, like the wall.
Nancy, Donald Trump has been criticizing top Republicans for not supporting him. Do you share that criticism?
I was disappointed with Kelly Ayotte, and I will still support her, but I understand her logic. You know, it is important to keep the Senate seats.
I've decided to forgive everybody everything this cycle. I'm not going to be mad at anybody, no matter how they vote.
John, you're in the thick of it up at the State House.
Yes.
As a Republican representative. Where are you on not all top Republicans supporting Donald Trump?
Well, I think it's a shame, and they should be ashamed. They kept telling Trump that regardless of who won the nominee, he needed to support them. And they all jumped right on the train and said, oh, we'll support whoever wins, yes, because they all laughed at Donald Trump, said he would never win, and he won. And now they're bailing on him.
Doug?
I'm so frustrated. I'm clenching my fist right now because I cannot believe that they would say they would go along with a nominee and then they back out. They think that they can get through 4 years with Clinton, and then the top guy like Ryan may think we're going to vote for him. Well, a lot of my friends are nowhere near voting for anybody like that.
Have the controversies that Donald Trump has faced, especially about whether he's inappropriately touched women, given you pause at all? Has that behavior created doubts in your mind at all about Donald Trump?
I'm a victim of sexual abuse as a child. I firmly believe that it's all coming from the media and the Clinton and the far left. Nothing has been proven yet.
Leah?
To me, somebody who let something happen because she was hoping to ingratiate herself with a very rich and powerful man, I don't find that sympathetic. I really don't. But even taking everybody at their word and that's what happened, it doesn't shock me, and it's not a game changer for me.
Does Donald Trump's behavior out on the campaign trail give you pause at all?
Zero. No, matter of fact, I like it because he calls it the way it is. These things need to be brought out. He is talking like the average American and not a politician, and that's very attractive to me.
Doug, you're shaking your head yes.
Yeah, he's just blunt, and I like that. I like a fighter.
Do you think sometimes that Mr. Trump is too negative, too gloom and doom about the future of America?
No. They don't want the apple cart upsetted. And Trump is upsetting the apple cart, and I think that's where most of his followers are coming from. He is the ticking time bomb that's going to be thrown into the D.C. area, and they're scared to death down there right now.
Is it gloomy? I don't know. Maybe he's just pointing out what's there.
There are a lot of polls that indicate Hillary Clinton is going to win on Election Day. Do you believe those polls?
No.
I don't.
No.
No, John?
No.
I don't believe the polls because almost no one will answer the phone. The very few that do are going to be your most ardent, you know, supporters one way or another, or they're not the average person.
I have a cousin that's only ever voted in the Democratic Party. You know, she's a staunch Democrat, and she is so annoyed at people just assuming, you know, in the polls that Clinton's going to win. She's going to march herself out and vote for Trump. And I think you're going to find a lot of people like myself who are too fearful to be open about who I'm voting for. They're going to come out, I think.
Well, you're getting at the next question, which is that a lot of pundits, or some pundits anyway, believe that many Donald Trump supporters simply don't tell pollsters that they are Trump supporters. And I'm wondering, do you think that there's a big hidden Trump vote out there that is going to show itself on Election Day?
There's Democrats that are very upset, especially in New Hampshire, on what happened to Bernie Sanders. They're voting for Trump because of that.
And it's not just people here in New Hampshire that don't want their neighbors to know. I think you're going to find some of these big blocks that are supposed to vote monolithically are not going to this time.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, they're always talking about the black vote, the Hispanic vote, and it's assumed that they all vote alike. And maybe in the past, that was more true than it will be this time. But I don't think that's going to be the case this time.
Do you think Donald Trump will win in New Hampshire?
Yes.
Yes.
I think it's going to be close.
I think it'll be close. It's in God's hands, up to the voters.
Do you expect Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States?
Yes.
100%.
Yes.
I think it's going to be close.
And if Hillary wins and Donald Trump loses, will you accept the results or will you be skeptical?
If she wins just by a few points, you know, we have to look at, you know, what happened there.
I agree. I'd be doubting if it's real close and she wins.
I mean, this is really what it's come to. It's like this with every cycle, actually. I don't think this is much different than the cycles before it. Hillary's people said she'd been cheated out of it when she lost to Obama in the original primary. Everybody feels cheated all the time. I mean, if she wins, will I accept it? Yeah, because I forgive everybody for everything this time.
Nancy, Doug, John, Leah, thank you very much for speaking with us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having
us.
Thank you.
That was Doug Jones, Nancy Hersler, Leah Walchko, and New Hampshire State Representative John Burt. They spoke with us at St. Anselm College in Manchester about their confidence in Donald Trump.